click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
The CGA has requested that if a general extension of the deadline is not possible, an urgent request for a specific extension for seasonal fresh produce should be secured. Seasonal fresh produce is perishable and cannot be stored for extended periods like other trade products. Should we not be able to secure a favorable trade deal or the concession for fresh produce, job losses before the next season will be inevitable.
You're listening to Kaya Biz on Kaya 959, and that was the voice of Buitshoko Ntshabele, the CEO of the Citrus Growers Association. You might be wondering, why are we playing that? Well, this provides a shocking and harsh reality that we might have to face in the citrus growers industry in South Africa due to the delayed negotiation and talks regarding South Africa's trade relationship with the USA. If you don't know by now, the time bomb has been ticking. At the beginning of April, we heard about the Liberation Day tariffs, and South Africa was one of those countries where Donald Trump had imposed what he described as reciprocal tariffs on a country like South Africa. Since then, there have been negotiations. A delegation and the president have gone to the White House after what turned out to be an uncomfortable conversation and attack that essentially took place. And since then, we do understand that the White House has agreed to 30% tariffs being imposed in South Africa. The truth is, it's a big number. It's going to impact a variety of sectors very negatively. And as we've heard in that voice note that was shared by Buitshoko Ntshabele, CEO of the Citrus Growers Association, if we don't find a favorable outcome, job losses are seriously on the cards for the citrus industry in the next quarter. To help us unpack this further and provide us with some context and a realistic outview of the threats that lie ahead is a good friend of the show and contributor continuously, agricultural economist Thabile Nkunjana. Thabile, always a pleasure to speak to you, sir. Thank you for your patience and joining us on the show tonight for this conversation. I am aware that there are so many moving parts, but the clock is ticking. We have no clarity just yet, but there's also headlines of a potential framework that's been structured by the Department of Trade and Industry. I'm aware that you might not be able to disclose too much because of sensitivities on this conversation, but where are we now, and you know, how vulnerable is this circumstance for South Africa and our economy?
Okay, good evening to you, Guggen. Always a pleasure having me on the Biz Show. Yeah, so the reality is that we are facing quite an unpredictable period, you know, and as much as there's a risk that we have known it was coming, but given the current state, it looks like those fears are becoming quickly a reality, and that, as you mentioned, the numbers in terms of, you know, with the CEO from the Citrus Growers Association mentioning the fact that we are really facing a problem, given the fact that these are perishable products. Even if, you know, there's a number of, you know, initiative that the country has been pushing, and of course immediately after we've realized that this is coming to, in fact there has been, you know, the frameworks that you're mentioning and other things that, as you correctly mentioned again, that I will not be able to, you know, sort of disclose, given that it's also higher than my pay grade. That's one. And also the fact that, you know, we have been trying to, for some time, you know, given that South Africa has been growing in terms of output, and that, of course, has led to a number of bilateral trade agreements that we have signed recently. I think if you follow, Minister John has been for some time, you know, announcing a number of trade agreements so that we can have, you know, the growth that we are seeing in the sector, and of course supporting the almost a million of you know, jobs that are currently, you know, within the primary agricultural sector. So there's a lot of things that are in state, not to mention the revenue the agricultural sector does generate, specifically for the US market. Yes. At least around 10 billion. So we have quite a lot that is at stake as things stand for now.
My goodness, Thabile, firstly, I like having you alive and we like having you with a job, so we won't ask you any uncomfortable questions that lead to you being scared to park your car. But I appreciate that there's so much, you know, that at risk here, and there's different industry organizations that have all been pushing and trying to encourage the DTI to say, we need you to move fast, but we also need you to move favorably. As you've mentioned, yeah, job cuts are on the line, but maybe let's reference this 10 billion and talk about, yeah, the risks. You know, should this 30% go ahead by the 1st of August, this Thursday, The 10 yeah. billion rand, how much further could it reduce to, given the challenges of exporting, especially from the agricultural space?
Okay, yeah, I think before I get to maybe to answer this, Google, I'll need some context in terms of putting a couple of things into place.
Sure.
So if we are to look into the sector, specifically the citrus industry, mostly the producers that export to the U.S. are mostly the producers that are from the Western Cape province of the country. That's number one. And then number two is the fact that the Western province is a standalone, you know, a portion of the industry.
Mm.
It is by far the province that about almost 50% of that 10 billion that I was talking about is going to the Western Cape. So almost half of every revenue that you get specifically for trading with the U.S., it goes to the Western Cape. And this, again, if you are to take it further to the jobs themselves, the Western Cape province is by far the largest province where a lot of agricultural people in South Africa are employed, and which can range between 25 and above. So that's some part of, you know, the context. And then if we are to move even deeper to that, is the fact that over the years, you know, the producers, the citrus guys within the producers and the exporters, the logistics and everything, have been investing like billions specifically for the U.S. market, which is why we have seen the significant increase in our production and export for the U.S. market. So meaning now, even if you want to sort of change anything in terms of as far as your export is concerned, you have developed your business based on the fact that we have a market that is in U.S. And that takes years, you know, to do. So even the infrastructure that is there now, it appears to be sort of, you know, it's going to trigger some sort of, remember, these are farmers that get loans that they are paying over years.
Yes.
and all that. So now the risk in terms of just one product for this season, we are currently like deep into this in the industry exporting these products, and we normally get to see an end towards the end of the year. So meaning almost half of what we have now is still in the process of going to the US. So this is all, you know, something that, as much as we are looking only into exports, there's a lot of work behind human capital and all of that. So we are really, you know, especially for the Western Cape provinces, I emphasize that it's really becoming a problem. And that has implications, not for the Western Cape, but the country. Remember, we also have exporting products
yes.
that are from the citrus, that is the juices, which are mainly actually going also to the USA. So it's not only the oranges and so forth, but the processed juices that tend to go to the US as well. So it's quite a big, you know, pill to swallow. But we're hoping that, you know, things are going to, you know, go smooth. It might not be sooner, which will be later for farmers, but in the medium term, we hope things are going to get to settle.
Oh, Thabile, I must say, like, as you're describing this, it's like looking out on an empty field and seeing these gray clouds in the distance, and you know a thunderstorm is going to pour unless we avoid it, you know? And I hate to be the messenger of doom and gloom, but, you know, that is the challenge and the reality that many of these farmers are facing, whether it's the table grapes industry or those largely orientated yeah. in citrus, which typically speak to the Western Cape. I want to speak yeah. on the side of optimists, because many of my friends are economists, and they always say, but there's always an alternative. There's always an optimistic yeah. side, and we just need to find new markets. Is it that simple? And also, in finding these new markets, there's also other competitors who are looking to diversify outside of the US, and new markets themselves
Absolutely.
Come with their own trade conditions, right? Talk us through that
yeah.
and how realistic it is in terms of the time frames that we're working within.
That is such an important point, Gugu, because, you know, you I'll make an example about some of the recent agreements that we have had, bilateral, of course, with other countries. We waited over 15 years to get back our apples back to one of the markets, I think it's in Thailand, in Asia.
Mm-hmm.
That's 15 years. And then we had a 20-period year that allowed us to be able to send beef to the Middle East. So that is how much time you will get to wait for some of the products to diversify to any typically a market. And given the fact that for now the world is just facing a perfect storm as far as the tariffs is concerned, given that President Trump has sort of went all out against the world in terms of this. So meaning now, as far as South Africa is concerned, it is a country that is looking to diversify to maybe a typical country. It can be in Europe, can be Asia, can be Middle East, Oceania, you name it.
Yes.
There's still a lot of other countries that are competing exactly for that, because they're also again trying to address the issue that the US has imposed on South Africa, as similar it is the case to them. So now things are even more complicated because of that fact. As much as generally trade is always something that doesn't take a minute to address, and also countries, you know, even if you are to country to communicate and talk and try to negotiate, these negotiations, they are based on what the country that you're trying to negotiate its priorities. Because if in South Africa you want to export maybe oranges, the other country that you want to export to is focusing on getting a rice maybe, which is a critical thing for them at that period. So then it means for you, you're going to have to wait until they get to bring, you know, their negotiation back to the table and try to address the issue. So it is never something that is easy. And of course, given that you are facing a lot of complexities that are affecting as well the economies, the depreciation of the dollars, the conflicts, you name it.
Yeah. Some might also say, well, it's just as easy as passing on the cost to consumers in the U.S. But from what I understand, these tariffs will likely be implemented immediately, right? And that's a cost factor that, as you say, coupled with the CapEx investment that the agricultural players haven't taken into account. So is that where the issue of contention is here, that you can't just pass on the cost to the U.S. consumer? Or is that an alternative?
Actually, I was just listening to a professor from Harvard around this maybe a few hours ago. So the issue is, you know, as far as President Trump is concerned, he is trying to punish the countries that, you know, he feels like have not been fair to the U.S. But if one was to understand, you know, economics, something that, you know, it will take me quite a time to sort of explain it into. But the reality is, if you are to look into the number of countries that have been sending these products to the U.S. now, the reality is that when you impose a tariff into a product that comes to your country, mostly when the tariffs are low, generally you're going to get that product at a relatively okay price. And then therefore, meaning for your consumers now domestically, then they're going to be able to get the product at a relatively okay price. But then once you put tariffs, limited products are going to get into your country. And then therefore the supply issue is going to come through, which is why for a US market, a lot of products are get to be imported. It's not because they have those. Generally, it's because they want them. But now when you have, you know, imposed tariffs on those companies that are from the U.S., by the way.
Yeah.
So who's generally paying the tariff? Because South Africa, if we are selling our products, then the company that is importing from the U.S. is the one that is going to pay that. And then eventually that tips down to the consumers that are going to get a limited product within your country. That is the U.S. now. So there's a lot of things that I feel like President Trump did not really get to calculate it properly, but that's a topic that we can talk about for the whole show if we are to get into that.
There we go. 1 hour special booked with you in the month of August. Boom. Let's do that. Oh, Thabile, the week ahead is going to be an interesting one for you and your peers. I hope you get some rest. You don't have late nights, but we are biting our nails until we get to the 1st of August.
Now, thanks, Google. I mean, for us, we don't have weekends since President Trump, but we are taking as it comes. Otherwise, thanks.
Thank you so much, sir. Really appreciate it. And giving us a realistic snapshot of the threats that exist when it comes to Trump's tariffs on South Africa. That was Thabile Nkunjana, agricultural economist, a good friend of the show. And as you can tell, you know, helping us fully comprehend where the risks lie. So for you and I, we might be sitting here and thinking, Trump's tariffs don't matter. They do, terribly so, largely so when it comes to many sectors in our economy, the automobile industry, and as we've heard, the agricultural space too. Primarily when it comes to citrus, the Citrus Growers Association, a voice note that we played for you a moment ago by Buichoko Ntshabele. We'll play it again just at the end of this particular conversation to give you a refresher of the threats and concerns. And he basically says, the DTI, as we know, together with other trade negotiators, are trying to or have constructed a framework with the US regarding our tariff conversation. The tariffs currently sit at 30%, and that's going to be implemented this Thursday, the 1st of August. Industry players like members of the citrus and grape industry and other agricultural players are all saying we need to find a way of reducing this particular figure, but also perhaps seeking exemptions because the goods that they export can't be kept forever. This is fresh produce that can go off. And if this 30% tariff is imposed, it will result in job cuts in the next quarter of delivery and production. What also raises concerns here, as we've heard, is that there are job cuts that are on the line. When it comes to citrus, largely 50% of the market that exports to the US is based in the Western Cape. Should these job cuts occur, they will impact the Western Cape. Not just for citrus growers, but you might recall during the month of June, we spoke to the table grape growers, and they had mentioned that the U.S. was also a favorable market for them. So they, too, will be seeing some level of pressure and reduced productivity there. These businesses have also invested heavily in terms of capital, equipment, machinery that's required to process these fruits and vegetables. And ultimately, if they're not receiving the revenue that they had eyed for quite some time, it will impact their ability to pay back businesses. So I have an interesting feeling that in the months to come, we will be speaking to many financiers, banks, institutions, and corporate finance organizations that might have supported these agricultural players and get a realistic understanding of their capability to pay back some of the loans and borrowings that they have. But boy, oh boy, it's a tough one. So the clock continues to count down to the 1st of August, this coming Thursday, where we need to have some level of conclusive talks regarding South Africa's trade relationship with the US and where we stand with the tariffs. Currently at 30%, we do need them lower and with certain exemptions. If not, the threats that could impact the citrus industry. Here is a reminder of how they highlighted by the CEO of the Citrus Growers Association, Buitoko Ntshabele.
The CGA has requested that if a general extension of the deadline is not possible, an urgent request for a specific extension for seasonal fresh produce should be secured. Seasonal fresh produce is perishable and cannot be stored for extended periods like other trade products. Should we not be able to secure a favorable trade deal or the concession for fresh produce, job losses before the next season will be inevitable.
Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfuphi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.